Stand as still as possible and raise your arms above your head. This is to provide optimal time transport and is absolutely necessary. Prepare for nanobot transfusion. Now departing. Welcome to Ballston. Current year, 1967.
Arlington, commuter central of the world. Or at least of the DC metro area in the 60s. Welcome, folks. I'm your Quantum Tour guide, Rick Valance, and I'm joined today by the Quantum Tours AI program.
Hello.
So, stay where you are for a moment and just look around. All the cars chugging along Glebe Road, the people striding off to work. It's a real bustling town, but it wasn't always like this.
We were a very rural community. Our very last dairy farm closed in, I think it was 1955. It was in the mid-1950s.
That's Cynthia LaChase Torres, one of our historical experts.
Agriculture and the farming aspect was still quite prominent, and I think that's hard for people to grasp that, wow, into the 1950s, you still had farms. And as far as the eye could see, in certain areas of the county, you would just see the open land.
For a long time, Arlington was a country retreat for people in D.C.
And it was just a natural draw to be here and be so close.
But as more and more people moved here to revel in the suburban lifestyle, the city grew by leaps and bounds to keep up.
Back in 1910, we had just over 10,000 people living in the county. By 1920, that number jumped to 16,000. By 1940, it was over 57,000, and then by 1950, it was over 135,000.
Start walking south along Glebe Road here. That'll be to your right. Stay out of the road, but notice all the early automobiles and storefronts popping up.
As we became more reliant, not only here, but also nationally, on the automobile, and that became more prominent, the shopping center's designs changed as well. And so not only did you have to accommodate the foot traffic, the preference was to accommodate the automobile traffic.
I had a motorcycle, came out on a motorcycle, and when my first child was born, I got a sidecar for that. And later on, I got a Model T Ford. Roads was all rough. Columbia Pike was very narrow. They had put a concrete stretch of roadway. There was some kind of temporary road they put there, just wide enough for two cars to pass on Columbia Pike.
And so begins humanity's obsession with the car.
And in Ballston, there was quite a heavy concentration of, whether it was automobile showrooms or repair shops or gasoline stations. Again, everything was being influenced by our preference for driving.
As you reach the end of this block where Glebe intersects Wilson Boulevard, you'll notice the big car dealership on your right. Its geometric blue awning was an iconic addition to the neighborhood. And beneath it, the latest models of Chevrolet cars were showcased behind shimmering glass windows. They also had one heck of a salesman here.
Was the Bob Peck showroom in Ballston, and that had the really cool retro diamond-shaped panels where they had the Bob Peck brand name in there.
Mr. Robert A. Peck, a prominent Arlington businessman who also served on the Arlington County Board and on the Arlington School Board, and who has been a moving spirit in a great many business and professional and other activities in Arlington for many, many years.
This tape was recorded later in 1984.
I came to Arlington after graduating from the University of Maryland in 1939 and formed a Chevrolet auto agency.
Let's see, 1939, you were 25 years old. You mean you formed an automobile agency when you were 25?
Well, that's right. As a matter of fact, I had a partner. He was even 24, and I had just enough gray hair to convince him that I wasn't too young to be what they said was the youngest Chevrolet dealers they'd ever given a franchise to. We were formed, we put our business place up there on Wilson Boulevard across from Sears, I guess about a couple of years before Sears came in.
Watch! Watch Command Performance as Chevrolet unleashes the crack package of the year. This is the brand new one from Chevrolet, Camaro, the driving machine that's something else.
Peck sold Chevys to everyone. It was the height of the American car industry. Ford and GM dealerships stood down the road, and everyone in Arlington was bringing home luxury sedans to park in their two-car garages. A lot of these people worked in the capital, but lived across the river, where there was room to spread out and enjoy the American lifestyle of the 1960s.
New television sets, swimming pools, barbecues, and my first ancestors.
Technology was making strides in changing the country's landscape, and none more so than the automobile. All these cars you see driving by are changing the way people think about cities, how people get around, the importance of parking lots, how far you can live from a grocery store. These blueprints for the American city would last almost 100 years. So take a look into the glassy windows of the Bob Peck Chevrolet dealership. See those employees enthusiastically gesturing to their customers. Remember their excitement the next time you're facing an emerging technology, and remember how big of an impact this one left on its culture.
We should prepare for departure. We are nearly out of time travel fluid.
Computer? Are you making a joke?
Ha, 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 ha. Yes. The quantum doors jump technology is not so foolishly designed as these lumbering cars and their reliance on hyper-pressurized biomass oil.
Oh. Well, good one. Now let's hit the road.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Please brace four-dimensional transport in 3, 2, 1...